This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. President Draupadi Murmu will witness the world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra and Devi Subhadra at the sacred coastal town of Puri in Odisha today. The President arrived at Bhubaneswar yesterday on a four-day visit to the state. She was welcomed by Odisha Governor Raghubar Das, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi and other dignitaries at the Biju Patnaik International Airport. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed greetings to all the countrymen on the start of the sacred Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath today. In a social media post, President Murmu said that today countless Jagannath lovers from across the country and the world are enthusiastically waiting to see the three forms of God seated on the chariot. The Vice President Dhankar said, Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra holds deep historical and cultural significance. He added that the Yatra is rooted in ancient Indian traditions, reflecting devotion, unity and rich heritage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, bowed to Lord Jagannath. He prayed that Lord Jagannath's blessings constantly remain upon the country. Austria Chancellor Karl Nehammer has said that he is looking forward to welcoming Prime Minister Narendra Modi next week in Vienna. In a social media post, Austria Chancellor said that Mr. Modi's visit is a special honour as it marks the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister in over 40 years. He added, it is also a significant milestone as both nations celebrate 75 years of diplomatic relations. Austria Chancellor said they will have the opportunity to talk about further deepening our bilateral relationship and closer cooperation on the many geopolitical challenges. In response to the Austrian Chancellor, Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanked him. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, it is indeed an honour to visit Austria to mark this historic occasion. Telangana and Andhra Pradesh governments have decided to constitute high-level committees at three stages to resolve post-bifurcation issues. The decision was taken at a meeting between Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy and his Andhra Pradesh counterpart N. Chandrababu Naidu in Hyderabad yesterday evening. A nearly two-hour-long meeting between the delegations of the two states, led by the chief ministers and comprising ministers and senior officials, discussed the issues pending for the last 10 years. Telangana Deputy Chief Minister Mallu Bhatti Vikramarka told the media after the meeting that it was decided to constitute a high-level committee comprising senior officials. The panel will be constituted in 2 weeks. At least 4 terrorists were killed in twin encounters in Kulgam district of Jammu and Kashmir yesterday. The encounters took place in Frizal, Chingam and Modargam areas of the South Kashmir district. Officials said that one terrorist commander is among the 4 terrorists killed. The first encounter unfolded in Modargam village during a cordon and search operation prompted by intelligence inputs on militant presence. Later in the afternoon, another intense exchange of fire erupted in Frizal Chinigam, resulting in the neutralization of 4 militants. Firing exchanges were reported to continue as of latest updates. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has approved a proposal to display nutritional information regarding total sugar, salt and saturated fat in bold letters and increased font size on labels of packaged food items. The decision to approve the amendment in the Food Safety and Standards Labeling and Display Regulations 2020 regarding nutritional information labeling was taken in the 44th meeting of the Food Authority. The ongoing Char Dham Yatra in Uttarakhand will remain suspended due to the heavy rain alert issued by the India Meteorological Department, IMD. Garhwal Divisional Commissioner Vinay Shankar Pandey issued an order in this regard late yesterday. He urged pilgrims en route to the temples to avoid proceeding further and stay where they are. Indian wrestler Vinesh Fogart clinched the women's 50kg gold medal at the Grand Prix of Spain in Madrid yesterday. She defeated Russian wrestler Maria Tumarikova 10-5 in the final to bag the gold. And that is the end of this news bulletin.